Bobby stepped out into the hallway. With no visible signs of his ohana, he figured the next logical step would be to head downstairs.
I'm kinda surprised no one woke me up. I should probably check on Nelson. He could just be sitting in his room scared because the power's out. Hey Nelson, are you okay? That's odd. He's not here either. Hey, wait! That looked like Dipper across the street! Dipper, hey, where are you going? Why is he ignoring me? I need to catch up with him before he gets too far.
In a very clear moment of irrational thinking, Bobby climbed out of the window, dropping onto the grass below. What he didn't think about at the time was the fact that although this particular window had a nice view from the second story, the area below it was completely blocked off by a very tall wooden fence. One that, had he been thinking clearly, he could have easily climbed over as he climbed out of the window. Unfortunately, Bobby's lack of thinking now left him in a small space between the fence and the back of the apartment, with very little room to move and no means to get out on his own. Well, Bobby, you're stuck here. I really hope you're not still afraid of small enclosed spaces. You aren't, are you?
Thankfully, no. I got over that fear years ago.
That's good. You're probably gonna be here for a while after all. Since you're not afraid, I guess that means there's no need for me to help you get out.
Wait, what?
I wonder though, what do you think would have happened if you had told me you were afraid of small enclosed spaces still? Do you think I would have helped you then? Would I have offered something to help you get out of this predicament you're in?
I don't know. Why does it matter whether this scares me or not? Can't you help me anyway?
Letting you ask that question after saying you weren't scared would almost make it seem as though you were admitting your indecisive nature though. I couldn't let you do that, so I think I'll pretend you didn't ask. I bet now you're wondering if it might have been a better idea for you to lie and say you were afraid, aren't you? Oh, but you wouldn't do that. You're not a liar, are you?
No. Well, I try not to be anyway.
There, you see? You're making the best choice all around here. You're being honest and you're not thinking about the what-ifs.
I am now. Would you have helped me if I had said I was scared?
Sorry, what was that? I didn't hear what you asked because it sounded like a question I said I wouldn't answer, so I ignored it.
Help me!
You know, I wonder how long your ohana will wait before they come looking for you. Half an hour? An hour? Two? Maybe they'll just go about their plans for the day and return home too tired and exhausted to do anything but go to bed, leaving you here all night.
That's not funny.
Think about it. What would happen if Dipper and Wally decided to go out for breakfast with Nelson, then spend the day at a water park somewhere? They'd probably stop for a nice lunch sometime in the middle of the day, then go back to the water and just have a fun time on all those water slides, until eventually it's time for dinner, when they bid goodbye to the water park to go have a nice meal at a fancy restaurant, before coming home and heading right to bed.
You can stop now.
Or what if they went to that art museum in Cincinnati? Do you remember that? You got Dipper interested in the Starry Night recreation by Vincent van Gogh, didn't you? I bet Nelson would love to see that.
Please stop.
What if they went even farther than that? What if they're on their way to Hawaii and they were expecting you to meet up with them after you woke up? There could be tickets to a later flight waiting for you in the kitchen and you'd never know because you're stuck here.
Stop!
What's the matter, Bobby? Aren't you enjoying this?
No, just stop, please. I'd rather just focus on finding a way to get out of here.
I see. Well, if that's the case, then I have one last what-if scenario for you to think about. What if I decided that I didn't want to stay here myself? And I chose to leave you here to enjoy your time in this little space you've trapped yourself in. What would you do then? Well, you'll have plenty of time to think about it, because that's what's going to happen. Goodbye, Bobby, and good luck.
Hey, wait a minute, don't leave! If you're not gonna help me, that's fine, but can't you at least stay and keep me company? Hello? Come back, please! Don't just leave me here! Great. Now what do I do?